A Preface from September 1883 by Henry M. Trollope. It may be well that I should put a short preface to this book. In the summer of 1878, my father told me that he'd written a memoir of his own life. He didn't speak about it at length, but said that he'd written me a letter, not to be opened until after his death, containing instructions for publication. This letter was dated the 30th of April, 1876. I'll give here as much of it as concerns the public. I wish you to accept as a gift from me, given you now, the accompanying pages which contain a memoir of my life. My intention is that they'll be published after my death and be edited by you, but I leave it altogether to your discretion whether to publish or to suppress the work, and also to your discretion whether any part or what part shall be omitted. But I shouldn't wish that anything should be added to the memoir. If you wish to say any word, as from yourself, let it be done in the shape of a preface or introductory chapter. At the end, there's a postscript. The publication, if made at all, should be effected as soon as possible after my death. My father died on the 6th of December, 1882. It will be seen, therefore, that my duty has been merely to pass the book through the press conformably to the above instructions. I have placed headings to the right-hand pages throughout the book, and I don't conceive that I was precluded from so doing. Additions of any other sort there have been none. The few footnotes are my father's own additions or corrections. And I've made no alterations. I've suppressed some few passages, but not more than would amount to 2 printed pages has been omitted. My father has not given any of his own letters, nor was it his wish that any should be published. I see from my father's manuscript and from his papers that the first 2 chapters of this memoir were written in the latter part of 1875, that he began the 3rd chapter early in January 1876, and that he finished the record before the middle of April in that year. I state this, though there are indications in the book by which it might be seen at what time the memoir was being written. So much I would say by way of preface. And I think I may also give in a few words the main incidents in my father's life after he completed his autobiography. He has said that he had given up hunting, but he still kept 2 horses for such riding as may be had in or about the immediate neighbourhood of London. He continued to ride to the end of his life. He liked the exercise, and I think it would have distressed him not to have had a horse in his stable. But he never spoke willingly on hunting matters. He had at last resolved to give up his favourite amusement, and that as far as he was concerned there should be an end of it. In the spring of 1877 he went to South Africa and returned early in the following year with a book on the colony already written. In the summer of 1878 he was one of a party of ladies and gentlemen who made an expedition to Iceland in the Mastiff, one of Mr. John Burns's steamships. The journey lasted altogether 16 days, and during that time Mr. and Mrs. Burns were the hospitable entertainers. When my father returned, he wrote a short account of how the Mastiffs went to Iceland. The book was printed, but was intended only for private circulation. Every day, until his last illness, my father continued his work. He wouldn't otherwise have been happy. He demanded from himself less than he had done 10 years previously, but his daily task was always done. I'll mention now the titles of his books that were published after the last included in the list, which he himself has given at the end of the 2nd volume. An Eye for an Eye in 1879, Cousin Henry in 1879, Thackeray in 1879, The Duke's Children in 1880, Life of Cicero in 1880, Ayala's Angel in 1881, Dr. Wirtle's School in 1881, Frau Frohman and Other Stories in 1882, Lord Palmerston in 1882.